It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, all my pretty pesties, for another rousing episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. I am Candace, one of the co-hosts. My other co-host is the beautiful and wonderful Jenny. How you doing, baby girl? It feels like it's been forever. It hasn't, but it feels like it has.
It does. This last week went so slow. I don't know. Even with being off for the 4th of July, I still feel like this week just like completely dragged.
I think it's because you had that random day off and then you had to work Saturday.
Yeah.
So it was like, wasn't quite right there.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I have a day off and then work the next day?
Right. And it was my big Saturday. And I was showing someone else my route because big news is that I am leaving my current employer and I start a new one tomorrow. So
yay! I'm so excited.
Me too. I am very excited. I'm going to a smaller suit. I think I'm one of four technicians, so this will be a lot of fun. So
yes,
I'm super duper excited.
Get to learn all the new things that your other company wouldn't let you learn, and
get to do
and then not be work from 6 a.m. to 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and have an hour or 2 hours to and from every single day. Like, that's too much for me with my little ones and stuff. But how was your week, Candace?
It was good. We worked Thursday. We planned on not working Thursday, but we ended up working because we had a roach job come in. Lady said she's only had them for a month. And then once we started discovering them all, we were like, no, these have been here way longer than a month. And she's like, oh. I guess they have. We're pretty sure she bought the house with roaches.
Aww.
Because I even asked her, I said, did you have a pest inspection done along with your home inspection when you bought? She said, no, I was told I didn't need one. I'm going,
right.
Okay. So we did that. And then we just had a roach follow up on Thursday after the roach job. Didn't work Friday. Didn't work yesterday. Went to the beach yesterday with Jude.
Oh.
He hasn't driven out of town, yet. Yeah. So I let him do all the driving. Plus it was getting darker and stuff, which he hasn't driven a whole lot at night. So that was fun. It was fun taking pictures of him with the sunset and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
So of course he had me send him all the pictures so he could post them on his Insta for all the girls.
Was his hair chopped?
No, he made sure, before all of them, he's like pushing up. Does it look okay? And there's some of them that he's so far away from me, and I even did like the 0.5 to pull the camera back even farther. He's like this big in the picture. But just to get like the sunset and him like dead in the middle. But he's like this big. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. That's
but adorable. He had a good time. I had a good time. We went and had Dairy Queen afterwards.
Good.
After this, me and him are going to go take the pup to the beach because she's been antsy. She cares two craps about fireworks. She tries to eat them. Our older dog, she's been stressed out of her mind for the last week. So we're not going to take her just because she also gets stressed in the car.
Yeah.
I don't want to compound it. So we're just going to take the younger one, let her go swim out some of her freaking energy and have a good time.
There you go. That's adorable. I love it.
And it's going to be good.
We have a guest with us today.
We do.
Miss Multitasker, Queen of Critters, and Mom of the Milky Way. We've got Elisa Gilmore. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. My name's Alicia Gilmore. I live in Roswell, New Mexico. I'm owner-operator of and tech and secretary and all of the above of my company. I'm the only employee of Gilco Solutions.
Nice.
And it's a good time. It's honestly, so I also do real estate. I'm a real estate agent. And like you had mentioned earlier, a realtor suggested not to get a pest inspection. And that's a big no-no. So I always recommend it to my clients. Like, you need to know everything you can about a home before you sign any papers to purchase it.
Yes.
So you know, home inspection, termite inspection, sometimes a sewer scope. I also am part owner of a dispensary in town, and so I do that as well. But I've been in pest control since I was about 18 years old, 17 years old.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm 35 now, and so I've been in the game for half my life.
That's awesome.
And my grandfather started Tony's Exterminating, his own company, in 1967, and his license number is 62. He's license number 62. And my license number is like 6,980 something. So like, yeah. So like, you know that he was one of the first exterminators in our state of New Mexico. I learned a lot from him. He's still alive. He's on hospice right now. So I'm spending all my time with him. And every time I go over there, he's like, Mija, did you work today? Are you wearing your mask? Like, are you wearing your gloves? Like, and he makes sure that I am protecting myself, because he has pulmonary fibrosis. Mm. And he thinks it's because he did a lot of chemical jobs, weed jobs, weed sprays without wearing a mask. And he thinks that contributed to his oxygen and his pulmonary fibrosis. So he's always telling me, Mija, make sure you wear the right PPP and make sure you're wearing your mask. And I never really took it seriously until now, because, you know, not working under another company. Like, when I was young, I worked under my dad. And he kind of just let me take my own route, do whatever I wanted to do. But now that I'm older, I'm like, man, I really need to make sure I'm protecting myself in the right ways while I'm out working on the field. And now seeing how my grandpa, he's 86 now, and just now seeing that how he's affected by pest control, by doing pest control his entire life, from not wearing the proper protective equipment, how it's affected him. And it's serious. Like, we need to protect ourselves when we're out there working.
Definitely.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. People just think that gloves are enough, which sometimes that's all you do need, just your gloves. And then you obviously the proper clothing. This attire is not okay. But, you know, sometimes, yeah, that respirator or the face shield, just to keep it from hitting you directly in the face, is really needed. And I don't care. I can be fine without it, until you're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I've felt, being a female in this industry, sometimes you feel like you have to look tougher or be tougher, or like, if somebody else thinks they're cool and not wearing their PPE, like, oh, they're going to think I'm a wussy, because I don't care. I'm wearing all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the one that has to live your whole life. So not them.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so, let's see.
So yeah, I never really, you know, today I'm finally realizing, now that my grandpa's on hospice, the one that basically started our family legacy to do pest control. My brother's a licensed exterminator with his own business. My dad's a licensed exterminator with his own business. My cousin's a licensed exterminator with his own business. And then a lot of my aunts have been licensed, but they let their licenses go. And just taking on regular jobs. But I'm the only female in my family that has started their own company and kept going with it, besides my brother and my dad and cousin, who are all male. So I love what I do. It's my favorite job out of all of my businesses. It's my favorite job. And you know, it's crazy, because in pest control, you think you wouldn't deal with hardships and seeing people go through hard times. And you really do see, you know, see things. For instance, I spray this apartment community, and there's 55 apartments. And this woman who is disabled, she has a nurse that basically stays with her most of the time, and she ended up with bed bugs. So the nursing company told the nurse not to go over there because of the bed bugs. So I went in immediately and I treated her apartment for bed bugs. And then after I did that, you know, bed bugs, they don't just go away with one treatment. Sometimes it takes a couple treatments. And so the nursing facility wanted a letter saying clear bed bugs. And like, I wasn't going to write that without going back and checking. Mm-hmm. So I went back to check to see if there was still bed bugs so that I could prepare that letter for the nursing facility. And she had been on the ground for 12 hours alone. With no nurses there to help her, with nobody there to check on her. And so I like had to call the manager, get the manager to call the family, get the family to come over there, because I didn't want to lift her. Like, I didn't know if she was okay. And, you know, I didn't want to be responsible for injuring her further and, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff. And she had been literally on the ground for 12 hours. She was blind, disabled, elderly, and basically just needed care 24/7. And that was just so hard to deal with. So the family showed up, the family helped pick her up and put her in her wheelchair. And then I checked for bed bugs and it needed a second treatment. Mm-hmm. And so I had to treat it again. And then I had to fight with the nursing company. Like, you guys would rather let this woman die than give her care because you're scared of some bugs. Like, help this lady, please. And it's just heartbreaking to see that kind of stuff that you see in pest control. And people don't really think that our job is goes like that, you know?
It does.
But sometimes it does. Or, for instance, when you see a home that's roach infested and there's little kids that live in that home that are 1 and 2 and 3 and they're having to live in this environment. You know, I work my hardest on those homes because I don't want those children to have to live that way. Mm-hmm. And it's just heartbreaking.
Candace, we can't hear you.
Sorry, I muted my mic because Brandon came out to make coffee. My bad.
You're good.
But I think that's where women excel at pest control, is because we have the heart for that. We see that with like the children there and the babies or even the elderly. And it just, it hits us in the feels and we just...
And like, mom,
work our ass off to get it fixed and fix it fast. Yeah. I actually have a roach job right now that has a, well, she's almost 4 month old baby in it. That when we showed up, she had like the super red rosy cheeks from the respiratory issues going on. And now mm-hmm. she is sitting up and playing and, you know, obviously with help. But she seems more alert. She doesn't have the red rosy cheeks. And it's like, I know it's not all my doing, but thank God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I recently, Candace knows, but I recently had an assisted living home traumatizing experience where I walked into a unit and a lady was struggling on the toilet and couldn't get, well, she was about to fall. So I smashed the help button and I had to hold her up and she was like 3 times my size and mm-hmm. my back still hurts. But like, I was in the same thing with you. Like, I didn't want to put her in the chair and hurt her further. So I just held her up for a mm-hmm. while. And I was mm-hmm. just like, oh my gosh, like it's sad because you don't want to see anybody hurt. But at the same time, like, I give it out to STNAs and stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Like, our job is hard, but like to lift humans and take care of humans like that, like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. that was stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We see some bad stuff, like as a pest control professionals, going into people's homes and seeing what they're going through and what they're experiencing, and you know. For me, when I see a bug in my own house, I scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I see a bug in another person's house, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get this taken care of.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. That's, I shared with Candace recently, my 10-year-old texted me about earwigs, and I'll put the back and forth between me and her in the YouTube video, but it's cute. She's like, Mom, we got talk. we got earwigs. And I'm just like,
she's so dramatic. I love her.
We gotta talk.
She did. We gotta talk. Like something major, not some earwigs.
Right?
It's okay, baby. Calm down.
My bad. Don't worry. Your mom's an exterminator. It'll be fine.
Got it.
Yeah, but just like with plumbers and stuff, our houses are always the last to get done.
Yeah.
Taken care of.
I think the last, besides in May, prior to that, the last time my house got treated and or webbed was like the previous May. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I should probably do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think it's the same for like any profession, because my dad, he's also a roofer, and his roof leaks. Like, he works on everyone else's roof except his own. Like,
that's great. He's just like, that can wait.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a real estate agent or realtor. Is there a difference between the two, or is it kind of like the exterminator to pest control?
Yeah. So these days they want us to call ourselves brokers. So I'm an associate broker, but okay. Yeah, I'm a real estate agent. Realtor means that I'm a member of NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors, which means that we hold ourselves to like a higher standard, basically taking care of our customers to the best of our ability and making sure that they are taken care of in all matters. So I'm a member of NAR, which makes me a realtor, but these days they like us to call ourselves brokers. So I am an associate broker. And that's my other job, but I never do like I do termite work too. I do termite treatments, I do termite inspections, but never on my own real estate deals.
Yeah.
So that, when I
figured you didn't, because that's kind of unethical.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "Oh, yeah. You have termites," and you really don't, and then you pay have them pay you essentially twice. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't want there to be any conflict of interest. I don't want to get sued in any way. So, and honestly, like if I have a house that's going up for sale, I don't even check it for termites before I put it for sale, because I don't want to know. Like,
yeah,
I want them to get it inspected by somebody else. Right. So that it's like, I'm not trying to go in and be exterminator realtor girl at the same time.
Yeah.
So
that's good though. But then also you can probably help guide them to a good company to do it. That's not just
exactly
say, oh yeah, it's clean. And then you also know how a lot of realtors will tell us just say that it's clean. No.
Yeah.
Just say there's no issues. You know, you're not going to be one of those. I'm sure these other companies actually enjoy working with you as a realtor, because you understand that part of it. You're not just write it off. It's okay. Nobody cares.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We have one company in our town, and he does termite inspections for like half the price of anybody else. Mm-hmm. But he also finds termites like more than anybody else. And so he always quotes for full treatments on majority of his inspections, when it's just like, oh, let's not use that guy, because I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah, are you actually finding them, or are you finding them?
Right.
It's like, was that piece of wood there earlier?
Right. Pocket termites.
That's great. I had a apartment complex recently where the tenants were complaining, and the landlords think that the tenants planted mice, and because I had resolved the issue, but you know, so they think the issue was resolved completely and they are planting mice. But my the amount that I'm there is too far in between for me to tell, but they are dead serious that they think that the tenant like went and bought a mouse and planted it so that they could get out of their lease. I don't know.
That's hilarious. That's like so extra. Could you imagine?
Yeah, right. I was just looking at him like, I don't know, man. I just kill stuff. Like,
yeah, you get the ones that, you know, once you clear up their rodent issue, they think they're going to stay away forever.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, okay, I don't need you anymore. They're coming back, but okay.
Right.
Just because they can't get in this specific area doesn't mean they won't find another place. Or exactly. Dig for another place. What are you talking? Whatever.
Yeah.
I've had a few that way. I have one that she had a bad mouse issue, and rats, and now raccoons trying to eat the rats. In her crawl space, thank God her crawl space is like super, super roomy. Like you can crawl on all fours, no belly crawling, because it's a huge crawl space.
Yeah.
All of her pipes are up high, no up and overs or like, you know, to get under.
Thank God.
Yes. I'm like, yes, I can do this.
Right.
But, we haven't had any captures in her crawl space in probably close to a year. I randomly get them outside, you know, and, you know, she'll joke around with me because I've told her that, like, you know, people will cancel after so long of, you know, not having a rodent issue. And so I told her one time because we had no captures anywhere. And she's like, so I went and I told her and she's like, okay, well, I guess we're just going to cancel then. I was like, what? She's like, I'm joking.
This is great.
No, she was like, no, you've got rid of them. I want them to stay gone. You're staying here.
Right.
And see you next month.
Exactly. Do you have a pest that you secretly admire or hate? Like, is there a pest that you hate to treat for or really like to treat for?
So I hate mice. I hate rodents. I hate vertebrae animals that I'm licensed by. I hate catching, you know, trying to get squirrels out of attics. I hate that kind of stuff. But I do it.
Yeah,
I do it anyway. You know, I like to keep the income flowing. I like to keep bread on the table and.
Yes.
I like to bring home the bacon. And so, you know, if I get a call for a job of something that I don't enjoy, I take it anyway because I am licensed to. I have the experience and I know I could take care of it. And I don't like small spaces. I don't like going under houses. I don't like going in attics, but yeah. I'm up there. I'm under there. I'm doing my best because that's my job and
that makes sense. Yep.
Yeah. I have a big phobia of all like blood suckers, like all of it. Fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, bed bugs. Luckily I don't have to deal with mosquitoes here. We have them. But I live on the Oregon coast, so there's constantly wind. There would literally be no way that I could fog for them.
Right. Yeah.
Even like the light mist, it's not going where I want it to go ever.
Really?
Yeah. There's always some sort of a wind that's going to be too much for any of that. And I've never actually even had people ask me if I can treat for mosquitoes. So I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure like the IntiCare systems, I could figure out and do that if that became an issue or a lot of people were wanting to do it.
Yeah,
so we do fleas, obviously. Who doesn't really do fleas? But anytime I get bit by something, I've never been bit by a bed bug, so I don't know how that works with my skin. But fleas, mosquitoes, stuff like that, when they bite me, I just welt. Like, don't even have to touch it. It's like they bite, they leave, and I have a huge welt. I'm like, super.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind bed bugs. You know, I get those calls all the time, and I feel really confident when I'm treating bed bugs. So I don't mind that call at all. I'll go handle that. And usually what I do is I'll get home from a bed bug job and I'll close the garage and I have a bag and I take my clothes off in the garage and I put my clothes in the bag and then I go inside and then I shower and then I put on new clothes and then, when I'm ready, then I'll wash my clothes that I treated bed bugs in just to protect myself and my home.
Yes, very
And
smart.
I've never had bed bugs in my own home. I've never had bed bug bite either, and I do those jobs nonstop.
That's
So,
awesome.
Yeah, we don't get them a whole lot here. We get them, we do service for them maybe once a year, and I'm not even joking. We get like one bed bug job a year. Okay. But yeah, we do the same. We don't have a garage, but we have a shed, and we'll go do the same. We'll have spare clothes sitting in the shed, and then when we get home, we go right into the shed, strip everything that you're wearing, even my hair ties go in a bag. I don't, nothing that I was wearing goes in the house. If I accidentally brought in my pocket knife to the bed bug job, it will stay. I will be sans pocket knife for the next couple of days. Yeah, we tie
Nice.
it off really, really tight in a heavy plastic bag and then put it in an airtight tote and it stays out there probably until the following weekend. And then we go out and check them. I have brought home one. It was in the underside pocket of my cargo pants. And so
Oh
I was checking
no.
my pants outside before I brought them in to dry wash dry. And I saw it and it was a male, thank God. But I was like, nope.
Nope. Yep.
That's the only time I've ever brought one home. Brandon has brought home a cockroach to me once. Once again, outside. This was years upon years ago. I think like our youngest was maybe 6 or 7 years old. And we didn't have the shed at the time. Brandon didn't care. He just stripped his clothes off outside where everybody could see him. He left his underwear on, I promise. But when he threw his pants off, cockroach went running across our concrete patio.
Ooh.
And so my son's like out there trying to step on it with his bare feet. I'm like, ugh.
Oh no.
I was like, please don't, but thank you for stomping it, but please don't ever do that again.
It's been in his blood.
It really has been. He does it with us too. So does my oldest.
But
She is licensed, but my youngest isn't. He's not allowed to be yet.
Yeah.
I just enjoy doing routine maintenance jobs that are easy peasy, They don't have a problem. They just want to maintain no bugs, and you just go in and treat the
I love doing those.
interior or the exterior or whatever they're looking to have done, and
Yes.
easy peasy. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, me too. It's just, and then you get to like see these nice people, because especially having your own company, we don't have to take everybody. If you want to be a brat and demand things from me, I don't have to deal with you. So, a lot of people will complain about residential and stuff like that. I love my residential. I absolutely love them. I love seeing them. They tell me about how their week has gone or their month, depending on what I'm there for, if I'm there with every week or whatever. I love doing it. And I get sad when like they're not there because we don't do interior on a routine maintenance if it's not needed. Some ants came inside and we haven't been able to conquer them from the outside. Sure, yeah, I'll spray your interior, but I just don't do it every month though, just because.
Right.
And I have lost people that way where they're like, well, I want the inside sprayed. I'm sorry, that's not what I do. You're gonna have to
People
find somebody
are,
else.
yeah, people are, people think that's how it works. People think that the interior needs to be done because that's like the old school way that, it was done before. And really, it's like we've learned a lot in the last 10 or 15 years of pest control that you don't need to do baseboards, like every month. And a lot of my customers in Roswell like request that their baseboards be sprayed every month, and it like I just do it 'cause they ask me to, I'm like, but I've learned that, it's really just door frame. If there's no problem, you treat the outside and the door frames and any entry points and that type of thing. But I have so many customers that want their baseboards done. And what And so, like, I'm just like, you know, I okay,
Yep.
like.
It's always awkward. It's so awkward when that happens because it's like, why? We don't need to do this.
Oh,
Yep, totally get it.
yeah. It's
Yeah.
crazy that what some people think, because I will treat the outside and then I'll have people, you know, of like an apartment complex and they'll come running out. Is that poison? No. I had
Right.
one lady ask me if it was human safe as I'm standing there spraying it. I'm like, I mean, yeah. I'm not dead.
Yeah,
You're
right.
good. Well, is it animal safe? Yes. Well, I have a cat. Okay, I have three dogs and four cats.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fine. Everybody's
Exactly.
alive. We're good.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no,
Like.
just last week I had a woman call me and she had such a bad infestation, like so bad. Like you open a cabinet and literally like 10 roaches would just like just crawl up the cabinet, not including inside the cabinet. And I asked her, you know, if she can remove her plates, if she could remove her food so that I can treat the inside of the cabinets. And her first question was, is this toxic? And I'm like, well, it's pesticide, like and if you can remove your plates and silverware and food from the cabinetry before I treat it, like you'll be fine. And I show up and nothing is removed.
Dang.
Of course.
And then she still like wants me to treat her cabinets with the plates in there. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't want to like I don't want
Yeah.
to do that. No. So
Right.
sometimes I have to like put my foot down because like if they want a good treatment, they need to help me help them.
Exactly.
So,
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
I always our one recently, and I don't know what happened with the people around here, but they always think that when we treat for anything inside, that we're just literally going to set off like a raid bomb and walk away.
Right.
Like, oh, do I need to like cover up my plates and my food? And no. Like, oh, aren't you just gonna like do one of those bomb things? No. Like, I'm not broadcasting pesticide into your house. It's going to be treated where it needs to be, and everything will take care of itself. Oh, well, those sound better. Because then it goes everywhere. Then go buy one. Why'd you call me?
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So, what got you into pageantry? How did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, did you do it all your life, like through your childhood and stuff? No?
No. Honestly, so like when I was a young woman, I struggled through addiction, and today I'm 10 years clean and sober. Thank you. And so I never expected to do pageants or get involved into walking on runways or get involved into, you know, learning how to do my hair and makeup or buying pretty outfits or like taking photographs. Like that was never, I never even thought I'd live past 25, to be honest. And I ended up going to treatment several times and finding out like there's a better way for life. And so now I travel around and I speak to young people about the dangers of addiction and what it was like and what it's like now and how, you know, you can get better and you can get healthy and you can move forward in life. You don't have to be stuck in that way of living. But so when I was younger, no, I didn't do pageants. I did a leadership program when I was, I don't know, 30, and I met a current pageant queen, Mrs. New Mexico of like 2020, and she was like, "You should do pageants," and I was like, "Okay,"
Yeah.
That's gotta
and
be
she.
like a very huge compliment to hear a pageant queen tell you to do a pageant.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she was like, you have a great story, you know, and like, you should definitely like do pageants because you can help people. And so I was like, okay, like, I want to know if I could, if I could win. Like, I just wanted to know if I could do it, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I signed up for the Miss New Mexico America pageant. And then I became Mrs. Roswell, New Mexico. And then from there, I became Mrs. New Mexico, America. And then from there, I went to Nationals, where I went to Mrs. America. And I competed at Mrs. America. And that was just life-changing. I met so many women that, you know, just taught me, like, just real things. Like, you can do hard things. You can do things that people think are unreachable. You can do things that you never imagined. Like, so now I have dreams of, like, you know, I want to write a book, or like, I want to travel to Italy and walk in Italy Fashion Week, or like, you know, just like things that just I never imagined. Made me the women that I met just made me realize that anything's possible. As long as you, you know, decide you want to do it, yep. Figure it out.
Yep.
And get there.
And so that's an awesome, like, mindset for you to have, especially since you have such younger children, is mm-hmm. that you can bring them up, whether boy, girl, it doesn't matter. Everybody needs to have that mindset of, if you want it, go get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
None of this, you know, the world's going to give it to me. You have to go find it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a perfect mindset to bring them up with. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it kind of gave me, you know, what I needed to get out from under my dad's license and start my own company. Like, I needed that. I needed to meet other women that do big things and have big dreams and have big goals. Because, you know, I come from a small town of Roswell, New Mexico, where women they just take care of the kids and make the food and stay home and do the laundry. And like, that's not the type of woman I am.
Yep.
I am out there in the community. I'm making a difference. I'm making plans. I'm trying to excel in life. I'm trying to build up others as well as myself. And so I think it was just like, meant to be. It changed my life. And it all started from just doing a leadership program.
That's awesome. That's though. I mean, it's that one little thing that will just snowball into either really bad or really good.
And yeah.
I'm the really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're from Roswell, so everybody knows, you know, Roswell's all known for aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, any cool alien story, or are you just kind of like, whatever to it?
Oh man, yeah, no, I have seen some things in the sky. I've seen things like go up into the sky and split into four and just like blast off onto other sides of the sky, like in an instance. And I've seen little objects like kind of like trickle down, like imagine a quarter flipping.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that in the sky. I've seen one time when I was younger, I pulled over because I saw something flying pretty low over some houses, and it was like about midnight or so. And so I pulled over, and this thing flew over my vehicle. It was completely quiet, no sound at all. And I remember the shape of it. It was shaped kind of like a Pac-Man head, like round in the front, and in the back was a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And the front had white lights all around it, and the back had a different color lights in the Pac-Man mouth area. But I've seen so many things, and a lot of people from Roswell don't have the same experiences that I do, but my dad lives out in the country, and so where I lived growing up, like, it's just clear skies out there. No, there's no city lights out there. And so it's pure dark when there's no moon, basically. Mm-hmm. And you can see the sky perfectly. And I was just out there on the 4th of July a couple days ago, and I could see just like weird objects just like floating by. And then when you look online to see like the, because you could check to see what planes are in the sky on an mm-hmm. app. And there's like nothing there. Like, so like, what is it?
Right.
And I don't know if it's aliens. I don't know if it's the government. I don't know, but it's right. unidentified. Yep. And so I've just seen a lot of weird stuff in the sky. And I don't want to sound like a crazy person.
I fully believe that there's got to be something else, not yeah. just us in this whole wide universe. We're the only sentient beings. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense because it's just so vast.
Yeah, I heard a perfect description to why we've never been visited by aliens that actually correlates with pest control. Is like when we see an ant colony, you know, we know what they're doing, we know that they're working, whatever, but we don't stop and talk to them because they're not going to understand us. We're the smart ones. They're stupid. They're just do-do-do-do-do doing their thing. And that's the same when aliens see us, is we're the ant colony. They know that we're here doing something. But mm-hmm. we're the stupid ones. They're the smart ones. So they don't mm-hmm. stop to talk. They're just observing and going by.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, we're just like a little tiny speck. We're on a rock floating through space. So why would they want to talk to us? You know, we're just like not advanced.
You know? Right. Right. We're a super self-destructive and and crazy over here, but
right.
Do you go to any like cool festivals and stuff that are like UFO themed or alien themed living in Roswell?
Yes, generally. So right now is the UFO festival that we have every 4th of July weekend.
Oh, nice.
And so that's happening the last 3 days of the UFO festival. This is my first year missing it because my grandpa's been on hospice, so I've been spending all my time with him. But generally I'm out there passing out flyers for my business and nice. Meeting tourists and buying jewelry like from local, you know, from local people and people that, you know, Roswell, New Mexico is known for aliens, and so people come from all over the world to attend the UFO festival. And we have the UFO museum, we have everything is UFO themed, like even our city of Roswell government logo is an R with a UFO in the R and then a beam at the lower part of the R. So that's like our city, official city logo is like
that's awesome.
A UFO R. Cool. And so, you know, we really try and make that our thing here because,
yeah,
it works.
You know, it brings in tourists, it brings in gross receipt tax money, it brings in, it helps our businesses. I think that we should really, our city should focus more on how we can improve that because, you know, our pipes here in Roswell are really old and they're busting everywhere. And so they just keep raising taxes, but no one's fixing the pipes. So like, we really need to like bring in more tourists so that we can gain more money so that we can fix our city. And
get it together.
Right.
So, but there's a lot of UFO themed things, for instance, down Main Street. So we have like two Main Streets. It's like Main Street and then Second Street and they intersect. And like those are our two main streets. But Main Street all the way down is the street lamps are shaped like alien heads and they have black little alien stickers for the eyes. And that's our Main Street is like aliens.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of those. They're super cool looking.
And we have the only UFO McDonald's ever. And so our McDonald's is shaped like a UFO.
That's cute.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my son is 6, and just a couple of years ago, he was like, "Mom, why is there aliens everywhere? Like, why?" So I had to explain to him, like, "Son, in 1947, there was a UFO crash in Corona, New Mexico, 30 minutes away." And like, I like go into detail about like why Roswell is the UFO capital of the United States.
That's cool.
But it's a lot of fun, and it's a cool thing that we have here. And I've met people from all over the world just because of where I live. So
yeah, that is so cool. I love it.
That's cool about like I live on the Oregon coast, and they, you know, they dub it a tourist city, but there's nothing here for tourists. People literally drive through. Or they, you know, go out of the city to get to the beach because it's the Pacific Ocean. But it's Oregon. The water's cold. You got to get, like, mid to Southern California to actually have warm water. But it's always, you know, oh, it's a tourist city. It's a tourist city. No, it's not. But, like, if we had something cool, like, you know, the whole, like, alien thing or anything like that. Then I could see, like, that's really cool that they play off of that to bring the tourists in. Because it's obviously working, right? Because you probably ask like any of our UK, you know, friends, and they'd be like, "Yeah, I know, I've heard about that place."
Yeah, exactly. And what's crazy is the UFO crash didn't happen in Roswell; it happened like 30 minutes north of Roswell in a town called Corona, New Mexico. And you can like visit the crash site. I've never even visited the crash site before, but you can. And I don't know what it looks like. I've never been out there, but somehow Roswell got the recognition for it because it was just closer and more established of a town. And Roswell Daily Record is the one that put out the news article that said UFO crash in Roswell. And so there's like a newspaper article about it that came out the next day after the crash. And so that's how things kind of got just built up.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you mentioned your son is 6. So how old's your daughter?
My daughter's 2. And I found out I was pregnant with her while I was at the Mrs. America pageant.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. And so like it's kind of cool because I was able to like I had her with me when I was there, you know, like she was at Mrs. America with me. And she's just so she's so sassy, and she's just got like the mean face. Like she puts her lips out and scowls, and she's just like, if she doesn't get her way, like she makes it known. And I like that about her. Like I want her to stand up for herself growing up. I want her to be loud, and I want her to use her voice. I want her to excel and be the main character, you know. Like I love that for her, so I'm encouraging it. And
that's the hard part is we got to encourage that, whether it's a son or a daughter, without like punishing it out of them, you know. Like I want you to question things, but don't question me.
right.
I do that to my son because he's 15, so he's very back talky right now, and because he'll question his teachers, or you know, they'll say something and he's like, "No, this is the answer," and then it's a whole thing. But he'll do that with me, and I'm like, absolutely not. And he's like, well, you praise me when I do it to my teachers. Okay, yes, but don't question that's me. Yeah, I remember when both of mine were younger, it was that fine line of be sassy, be a smartass, just not to me. Please. I gotta live with ya.
Yeah, and they're always the worst to their moms because, you know, we're their safe space.
Yep.
And we're their spot where they feel the most comfortable, the most safe. And so they're going to be that way to us.
Oh,
than anyone else.
Oh, yeah. I used to get told all the time, you know, oh, your kids behave so well, blah, blah, blah. You know, when we're out at the store. And I'm like, yeah, it's because you haven't seen them at home.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, they really were good kids. They still are good kids.
Yeah.
Besides being teenagers and doing typical stupid teenage stuff, they're good kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's nice having a stranger tell you that they're good kids as well. Because you're like, hey, it's not just me that thinks that. All
right.
Right. Yeah. And we have to prepare them for the rest of their lives in a short amount of time. So it's, you know, it's important for us to teach them all we can right now.
And while it sounds like a long time of 18 years, but like my oldest is already 19. I'm going, wait, what happened? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, ain't no goddamn way you were 19 now. What? But yeah, it is. It's the preparing them to be an adult while still letting them be a child. Mm-hmm, it's really hard balance because you want them to have fun and be a kid and be stupid and be crazy and make stupid mistakes as a kid, as opposed to making said stupid mistakes as an adult that can hurt their adulthood and hurt their life and give them a record or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very fine line of childhood to you're going to be an adult more than you're a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm just constantly trying to teach my son these lessons and he's just like, doesn't care.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. So with everything that you do, because you run your own pest control, everything of the pest control, you do your real estate broker, and you don't, do you still do pageants or do you just kind of push that off to the side now?
Now I am the co-director of the pageant.
Oh, perfect.
I loved it so much that I did not want to leave. And so I decided to take on the role of co-director. So our last state pageant was this past like May 15th or something. And I created the agenda. I created the awards. I got the roses ready. I got the... I spent just like hours preparing the girls for support. You know, I helped them pick out, you know, their interview outfits. I helped them with interview prep. I do a lot as co-director of the pageant. And now they're going to nationals in August. So now we're preparing them for that. And I just get calls nonstop from these girls asking, you know, what should I wear, or how does hair and makeup work, or how does this work, or what do you recommend for this? And so I get to meet more and more successful, cool ladies every year.
That's
and awesome. I get to grow my network every year, and I get to see them help their own communities, because they're not all from Roswell, you know. This is a whole state pageant. So they're women from all over the state. And so I get to meet ladies from all over the state every year that are competing. And then the winners I stay in touch with throughout the entire year, just preparing them for nationals and then just helping them throughout their reign. And so I love pageantry. It gives me an excuse to buy a gown and get my hair and makeup done. And we usually have a photographer at our state pageant, so I get to take pictures too while I'm there. And that's become another passion of mine, is like, I have a coach right now. Cause I like to do runway now. Now that I'm co-director, I cannot participate as a pageant contestant. So I loved being on stage, I found. And so the way I get around that is I sign up for, I apply to be a runway model. So for instance, just like 2 months ago, I went up to Albuquerque, which is about 3 hours away. And I walked in a fashion show that was a fundraiser for a clothing bank. And so they had fashion designers from all over the country come down, and I got picked to put on some clothes from a Colorado fashion designer, and I got my hair and makeup done for free, and I was able to walk on the runway and do a show, and I absolutely love it. Like, it's so fun. It's like acting almost, you know, like you put on your fierce, like,
yeah,
Beyonce, like, you channel your inner Beyonce, and you get to just
stretch your shit, lady.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool.
It's all kind of just snowballed into more and more things that I found out about myself after, you know, getting sober. I didn't know I liked these things. And the more people I meet and the more things I try, the more I find things I enjoy. And it's fun. I just like to have a good time. And, but you know, it's hard because I got my 2-year-old, but my husband is very supportive of all my endeavors. You know, if I tell him, like, hey, like, would it be cool if I left for a couple of days to go do this? You know, he's usually like, of course, like, I got you. So
that's good.
Aw, that's awesome. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is how do you find all the time for all this? But that's awesome. Yeah. It sounds like you have a great support system.
Exactly. And that's the key, is my support system. Like my mom, my husband, and my grandma all help when I go do my hobbies. So
that's awesome.
So
you wouldn't be able to do like half of this stuff without some kind of support behind
exactly.
you, especially
exactly.
your husband, because yeah. like, you know, obviously your mom helping and stuff is always helpful, but having that support of your husband back there behind you, cheering you on, you know, that's my woman, that's my wife, that's, you know, the mother of my children. Mm-hmm. To me, that would mean like the most to anything,
mm-hmm.
right? Is to just have your husband just back there, just whooping it up for you.
Exactly.
Because I know exactly. he does. I've never met him, never, but I know he's out there just like, yes, my girl.
Yeah. 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 And he, you know, he's helped me grow into the person I am today, and vice versa. Like, we met when we were both like 1 month sober, and we got married we got engaged 4 months after meeting, and then we got married 9 months after meeting, and we've been married for 9 years now.
Nice.
And we've just grown up together, basically, from nothing, from having, you know, no car, no job, not really knowing what we want to do with our lives, to, you know, now we're homeowners, now we have, you know, our own vehicles, and we have our own personal goals, we have our own hobbies, and we both changed a lot since we met, and we are just growing together, and it's just really cool.
That is really cool that you guys got to experience like the traumatic time. You didn't experience that together, but you got to experience being sober and healing and growing together.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think that's probably helped both of you, like, stay sober and stay focused, is because mm-hmm. you know what can happen. Both of you know. It's not just, you know, oh, I've heard, you know, it's both of mm-hmm. you know, hey, man, if you falter, it's not just a small little thing. This could be huge if you falter. So you keep me in control, I keep you in control, you know, we keep each other,
mm-hmm.
and obviously keep yourself in control, because it's mm-hmm. ultimately up to you. But yeah, I think that's super cool that you guys get to do all of that together, the whole growth of being clean.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And we're both very aware of like what mental health is.
Mm-hmm.
And what it looks like when we're both experiencing any mental health difficulties, and how we can support each other to get through, you know, because like coming from addiction, like your brain is just like been through a lot of trauma. And so you have to, sometimes you need to go get a therapist, or sometimes you need to go get on antidepressants, or sometimes you need to go talk to a counselor. We're both just like super aware that, when you need to seek help, you need to seek help. And that's completely okay. And that's completely normal. And, more people need to understand, like, it's just like when you have a flu, the flu, you go see the doctor,
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I hate the stigma behind seeking help for mental health. It's like, it's still part of your body. If it needs some help, it needs some help. Like, why does it matter if it's my brain isn't working correctly as opposed to a broken foot or having a cold? Like, it's still something's wrong. Let's get it fixed.
Yes. Definitely. And one thing I wanted to bring up during this episode is that Candace and I have been going back and forth for a while now on doing this, but we're kind of sticking our toes in the water for it. But we're planning on doing a Pestrogen newsletter through the Pestrogen Facebook group. And what we're looking for is it to be a completely free source for ladies to, put their own content in it to help inspire other ladies. So, we're calling for all of our product representatives. You can put in an ad for free. We're not going to charge you or anything. This isn't to line our pockets. It's about bringing the ladies of Pestrogen and lifting you up and supporting what you have going on. So then we have Jen McIntosh offered to do a segment on servant leadership, which after our episode with her, that's like definitely her thing.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Heather mentioned doing something, and I haven't reached back out to her. I need to reach out to her on it, but
Yeah.
we know she'll have some. So any of you ladies, and you as well with your story of uplifting ladies, anybody who wants to get in on it, what you'll do is you'll just reach out to myself or Candace or Paula or Melissa, anybody in the Pestrogen mod squad, and let us know your idea or whatever you want to get on it. It depending on activity level, maybe we'll do it monthly, maybe we'll do it quarterly. I don't know. But yeah, calling all of our product distributors for one, because I haven't heard from any of those yet. So, but yeah, just throwing that out there, ladies, because I think that'd be really cool way to inspire each other and kind of show your own passion. So like, if you're really into makeup or anything that you like to do, you could share it and uplift other ladies. But we also have not mentioned our Tony Spangler tumblers. I don't know if,
Ooh.
yeah, we ordered these tumblers, fancy tumblers from
Very
Tony
nice.
Spangler at spanglerart.com. But they're beautiful, and I have a couple I'm ordering right now too.
For
So
your new boss man.
yeah. So we're super excited.
Yeah, those are nice tumblers.
Yeah,
Oh
they're
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah,
Thank
and
you.
like Tony makes them by hand, well, him and his wife, and he can do like AI graphics on it. He does, if you've ever seen them, like the tumblers with like the pesticide labels put on them, he does a lot of those. Yeah, I have ones that just have my company logo on them and then like all of our names, random ones. Yeah, if literally if you can think of anything, like you could do one for your Mrs. New Mexico and have it put on there with an actual picture of you. You can do a cartoon picture of you, whatever. He'll go back and forth with you and get it all figured out. Great prices. The shipping is not up to him. It's up to what, USPS wants to charge him. But he'll tell you the exact price. This is what the tumbler is. This is what your shipping is. This is what you owe me. He's got lots of ways to pay him. It's great. Even has a shop on like Shopify, I think now. So you can pay securely through there. It's great. He's been doing them for quite a while.
Very
I love
cool.
them. I have three of my own. My husband has two. My kids each have one. We buy nice. Them. They're great.
Nice. Yeah. I need more of my my pest control logo advertising. So this is my pest control logo. It's a
bring it up a little bit.
Sorry. Wait. There you go.
Oh, that's cute. Cool.
So it's a G, but it's a scorpion.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So my last name is Gilmore, and so my company's name is Gilco, and it's like Gilmore Company, basically.
Yeah.
But I need more more stuff like that for my Gilco company, because I feel like I'm buying constant pageant merch, and I'm buying constant real estate merch, but my pest control company always gets put on the sidelines, and that's what I want more of. So,
right,
yeah. The very first ones we bought from Tony were our logo that's back there. There you go. It was that logo on it, and then all of ours. Each, like mine says Candace, Brandon says Brandon, and then we have Jude and Kyra on there. We just did that real plain, simple, and then Tony even mocked up our little mouse logo into, as he calls it, Mousezilla, because he put like spikes on the back of it.
Oh, that's
Brandon neat. Thought it was hilarious, so that's what Brandon's second Tumblr is, and then he has a bunch of random actual like real pictures of pests that we have around here. And yeah, it's just been fun.
Yeah, definitely. And then next week we are doing the pest isn't your problem. So it's like when you've been on a job and you realize that they have some other underlying issue other than the pest. So we see that a lot in a lot of the groups. It's like, I was in this crawl space and the customer didn't know they had a water leak and or gas leak or whatever. So, yeah.
That pipe that's just drip, drip, dripping, and then they're calling you because I have earwigs, I have springtails, I have this, and I have that. And well, yes, here's your issue. Fix it.
Yeah.
You fix that. My problem's gone.
Exactly.
So fix that problem first.
Exactly. Yeah. When I go into a home and I find, for instance, an entry point that pests or rodents are getting in, I'm like, seal that up. And then your problem will be either reduced or completely eliminated. Like, this is why you're having this issue. Or for instance, if no one's, you know, the cleanliness can also be an issue, and that's causing their pest. That's why they're needing pest control. It's, you know, because they're not cleaning the house, and so it's just like. Yeah. There's always an underlying reason why.
For sure.
Yeah. Why they're having the problem. So.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no problem. I had a good time. Thank you for inviting me on. And I appreciate both of you ladies for putting on this podcast. I think it's a really cool thing that you're doing. And I will definitely send in some content for your newsletter.
Yay. Thank you.
And then
always
feel free to send stories to us as well.
Yeah.
To help with the next episode, or even if you're like a week behind or something, sometimes we can throw them in to other ones.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, it fits that one too. Sweet.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah, we found you in passing, and then I sent you that message, and I figured you probably had it to where like you have to request if you're not friends or whatever for the message or whatever. And then when you responded back, me and Candace were like, yes, awesome. So it's been so much fun, but we hope we can have you back again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. And I hope everybody watching, please follow my pages because I'm trying to gain more followers so that I can grow my business and get more out there about, you know, what I do and how I help people and what's going on in the city of Roswell and the state of New Mexico. And so everyone, please follow my social medias, and I'd really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Alrighty. Thanks for joining us for Pestrogen Podcast.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Bye.